Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode number 14. Today is Saturday, April the, just looking here, 16th, 2016. I am your host, Stone, and joining me today is my co-host, as always, Lita. Lita, how are you doing today?
I'm here. I'm awake. I have coffee. Life is good. If I've got coffee, then life is good. I'm doing well. So, yes. How are you? You sound tired. Yeah, you are tired. I'm tired.
We'll
I think we're both tired. We're all tired. But you know what? Guess who's not tired is the other person that we've got here.
Yeah.
Do you like that segue? That was kind of good. Tully's here, and Tully's like awake at some crazy hour of the morning, which is awesome. So, Tully, welcome. Thank you for coming and having a chat with us.
Well, it's lovely having a chat with you as well.
And it's, what, 1 a.m. for you?
Yep, 1 a.m. Yes. And probably not end until 2 a.m., so yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you so much. Stone and I both really appreciate it. So let's have a little chat to you and get to know you. So first off, tell us a little bit about yourself, the player behind the character.
Well, I started off playing the game in so-called Classic a long time ago. And, mainly raided for 8 years. And then I got a bit sick, so I couldn't play for a couple of months. And then when I was sort of starting to get a little bit better, I decided to actually get a second account in the US so I could actually avoid playing on my EU account, because they probably will just try to push me back into raiding again. So that's why I actually ended up on Airy Peak and Convert to Raid, where I'm playing in the US as well. But I do my pacifist mainly on my EU account nowadays because of the lag, and I don't want to sort of DC because of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. Totally understand that. So how long have you been doing or participating in doing the WoW Challenges? And when did you get started? So is this going back to the original Iron Man, or has it just been recently?
Recently, I've only been doing it for about a year now, I think. But I've actually mainly been doing the pacifist more than the Iron Man challenge. I've tried a few characters, but not that many.
Yeah, and what's the thing about the pacifist that's really got you intrigued with doing that one?
It's sort of, you have to think out of the box. I mean, as an Iron Man, you're sort of just still leveling as normal, but of course it's more difficult. But I usually, when I leveled previously, I always sort of finished off all quests and I did all zones, so I usually did green quests anyway, so sort of it felt more like doing normal leveling for me, at least. Mm-hmm. Even though it's, yeah, you have less abilities to do it in.
Okay. Alright, well, that's kind of cool. So what combinations of class and races have you tried so far, and what's been the best?
Well, for Iron Man, I thought first, when I was young and stupid, so to speak, a year ago, I did try a mage and a warlock, both of them not being very good. Those were my two first characters I tried to do the Iron Man on. Can't recommend it, especially not the mage. That was, terrible. Warlock, not much better. But the best combination is definitely Hunter, and I would recommend doing it on a Night Elf because of the Shadow Meld, just in case you get into to deep waters.
Yes, deep waters is something I'm familiar with.
Deep water was actually what happened to you.
No,
I think it was open air. I think it was open air.
No. There's something I got to tell you about that happened last night, but we'll do that in a bit. With your pacifist, what do you look at? Do you have a class race combination that you find is best for doing a pacifist?
Definitely Night Elf and Rogue. Also, with Shadow Meld at a lower level, you sort of have sort of a vanish ability. And you can sort of go back into stealth straight away.
Okay. So, what are you leveling right now? Tell us about the toons that you're leveling currently.
Well, it's a ton of Night Elf rogues. More or less, because I did one Night Elf rogue up to level 54 before I managed to, by accident, kill something. Then I decided I'm not going to do that stupid mistake again and sort of just level one character. And it feels too harsh. So I started to level 5 normal pacifists at the same time. So I sort of always had rested bonus as well.
I can't do it. And it's because it's grindy, like to me, very, very grindy. How do you...
That's the thing. You just do it while you have rested bonus. If you do that, it sort of goes a bit quicker.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And since I have some multiple characters, I mean, doing two with rested bonus takes the same time as doing one without.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, so, that's a good idea. Yep.
So, I thought you were doing your tunes differently than a normal.
Yeah, I'm doing that as well, but those are not high enough level yet. I'm actually started, I did one up to level 18 before he got killed, doing it without professions. And then I sort of had to rethink a little bit, and so I'm doing actually 8 of those characters at the moment. But they're only level 3 at the moment, level 3 and level 5. So they're not sort of joined the challenge yet.
So without doing mining and herbing, how are you leveling?
I had problems with my first one that got to level 18. I was actually had to explore areas which were up to level 30 mobs in just to get to level 18.
Wow.
So I was really sort of terrible. It was inevitable. I was going to die sooner or later anyway. So I had to rethink a bit, and I'm actually doing now it's called the Emerald Dreamcatcher Quest. It's a weekly quest in Tamdrasil, the Night Elf Starting Zone. Okay. So I'm repeatedly doing that every week now, and that's the only thing I'm doing with them at the moment.
Alrighty. It's interesting.
So that's why I'm doing 8 at the same time. It only takes like 5 minutes per character once a week, so that's not too bad.
Okay. Wow. All right. So for you, what has been your fondest challenge tune memory so far?
Well, I today actually managed to get my... highest level pacifist up to level 60, so that's sort of an achievement in itself.
Nice. Well,
the previous one was level 54, which I got killed, or I managed to kill something. So I'm quite happy with that. So I'm looking forward to see what happens in Outland. But I'll probably wait 1 or 2 levels before I go there anyway.
Yep. Alrighty. So with your pacifist, and I'll concentrate on pacifist because that's the thing that you do like to do, but how, like you touched on it before, but the structure of trying to work out for a normal pacifist, you're able to get professions and have certain professions like your herbing and your mining. And can we do fishing on pacifists?
Yes, you can do fishing and cooking as well.
And cooking. So for you, when you are starting to make a new pacifist tune now, what structure or what route do you like to follow? What path do you like to follow now with starting off? And as much as you're saying, yes, you like to jump on and just do, you know, 5 minutes here or there and keep the rested. But what's the overall, say, for the first 10, 20 levels? What's your path like?
Normally, of course, I start off as a Night Elf Rogue, so I run from that starting area to Doloran, and then you sort of take the 5-point to Thanassos, take the ship over to Stormwind, and then you have 3 quests you can do there at low level. Level 2 quests, which are just errands running around. Then you get enough currency to actually purchase both mining and herbing. Mm-hmm. Without any problems. And after that, I would go to the Gnome starting area, because that's the only area we actually have ore and herb nodes, which you can actually can farm inside that area. That's the only starting area that has it. So you probably will try to do that and explore a little bit up until I get to level 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. And then you get the sort of quests at level, at least all of them at level 4. You can get the ones from the starting zones to either to Goldshire or I can't remember the one in Gnome and Dwarf starting zone again, but you get a quest to go to the inn there. And you get some gear at the same time and gold. Mm-hmm. Usually do those first startup quest and the one in Draenei starting zone as well.
Yeah.
Cold Ridge or something like that. Like the dwarf starting zone, this Cold Ridge Alley.
Yeah, that's called that. But you're supposed to leave that area to go into the next area.
Oh, Karanos and all that.
Yeah, Karanos. Okay. But you can't do the dwarf one because it doesn't open up. But you can do the gnome one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you can do the gnome, Draenei, and human one always. And then after that, usually you start doing at level 5. Easiest place to get quests for pacifist is actually on Amarist Island. The Draenei zone is definitely the best to get a lot of quests which are pacifist friendly.
Hmm. Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. Right. And then there are a couple of others, but very few in the other starting zones you can do. Like the human ones.
Yep. Do you look at doing things in particular, like once a month when Dark Moon Fair turns up, and then world events as well, if you can tie that in? Is that something that you try and do as well?
Yeah, of course, but you can't go to the Dark Moon Fair until you're level 6, I believe. So that's a problem. Until then, you sort of have to do other stuff.
Yeah.
So you don't get the quest to go there and so you can make the money from the Dark Moon bag trick, basically.
yeah, which is a very handy thing to have, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah,
so I usually do that as well. I do the events when possible, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so difficult to plan them in.
Yeah, okay.
So I usually do all of those stuff, and I have to do a lot of jumping between different zones because I also want to sort of make sure that the quests I'm doing are yellow, because then you get maximum amount of XP from them. Before, if they turn green, you sort of get half the XP from them anyway, so I want to do them in a specific order so I get maximum XP at the same time as I'm doing them.
That's fair enough.
So I usually jump quite a lot between the different starting zones in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that jumping from zones has been detrimental to your challenge tunes, or you've not had any problems, not had any deaths through just, you know, moving from around Azeroth, so to speak?
No, not really. I mean, I used the subway system to go between Ironforge and Stormwind, and the boats over to the Nasus isn't too difficult. And then there's just a portal from there to Amherst Island as well, so it's not really difficult getting around.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's interesting. So for you, what zone do you think is the most unfriendly to a pacifist tune?
That's actually a good question. I haven't really had one that's really, really bad, because I try to always stay decently high for that specific quest anyway. I mean, a quest normally doesn't turn green until they're like three levels below you or something. At least at lower level. So the first couple of starting stones are very easy. I don't see any problems with them. The problem is in the beginning, the first, like, until you get level 5, because you don't have stealth. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you want to sort of have to take a little bit of a chance sometimes, but you have your shadow meld, worst case, sort of, hopefully then it'll walk away in a little bit. I mean, as long as you sort of follow the path of getting to staying in the sort of gnome starting area early on and just sort of farming the herbs, then you're sort of safe.
Yep.
Otherwise, you're risking it, basically. I mean, I did it on my level 18 hardcore pacifist, as I call him. He was at risk all the time, so I had a scout all the time in front of me. Was some of those things I did was crazy.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Okay. So
I mean, I swam down to Booty Bay, and then I sort of I went to Durotar to get exploration XP and stuff.
Wow.
Okay.
As a level 8, so
yeah, and this is the character that you're not doing professions on, right? So you got to get it some.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the only way to do it.
Yeah. Awesome. So for a pacifist, it's not only about not dying, but it's also about not getting a kill, because a kill will rate you red flagged and you're out. So for you, what has been the worst way that you've either had either a death or been flagged with a kill on a tune?
As a pacifist, the worst thing I did was actually right clicking something that I thought was an ore, but it wasn't. It was I can't remember, some sort of glass thingy. It's sort of a prison thing, so it had health, so it was a kill. So that was the worst thing I did as a pacifist. As an Ironman, actually, there is a quest which was to pick something up in a what was it, a lot of wolves in Red Ridge sleeping. You're supposed to go in there and pick it up, and I decided to actually ride in and pick it up. Not a good idea. All the wolves actually wake up and he attacks you.
Yeah.
What? Yep. Oh, that one.
Yeah.
I had somebody. I was doing that quest and I was fine with it, but I had a level 100 jump in there, and I don't know if they were trying to grief me or just they were trying to just to do the quest, right? Just to do it quick. But they all leapt up, and I thought I was done, right? And so I just ran. But luckily, they were all on him and not on me. And then they all died really quickly, right? But it's like,
yeah, I can imagine. I thought I was smart riding in, but no. And that was on my, I can't remember, little Mage or Warlock I did that on.
It's certainly a tricky zone. I normally do the quests right up to going into there. And even then I'm, you know, tiptoeing around that going, no, I'm not going any further. Okay, get out of Dead Ridge. Let's go. So yes, I have done that myself. So for you, Thule, what advice or helpful tips or tricks would you give to anyone wanting to try a WoW Challenge tune for the first time, whether it's an iron or a pacifist or both?
Well, as an iron, you'll probably, if you want to sort of, not get totally mad, start off with doing it on a hunter. That's my recommendation, at least, because it's the only one that sort of you can get somewhere to begin with. I think it's the easiest one to do it on, and that's why you should do it. People think that they should do it on a tune they're more comfortable with, but the thing is, you don't get all those abilities, and then you're sort of wondering what's happening anyway. Without any DPS, it's sort of mad. As a pacifist, I mean, looking at the who's tried it, it's been mostly rogues and mainly night elf rogues. So, yeah, that says it all.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Yep, what else?
I have actually been thinking about actually doing a Bloodthirsty on a PvP server, actually. I figured out where to do it and what class to use.
Don't say what realm, and and register it under like a
totally different name.
I would love to see it, you know, but I think it's, I don't know, man. I think it's too hard.
Yeah, but I figured out the best way of doing it would probably be, maybe I shouldn't say how I'm going to do it, then people should be able to find me.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, don't.
Maybe keep that for down the track, but good luck. I think that's awesome. And so far, we've got what? There's no 100 pacifist. Nope. And no, there's no 100 bloodthirsty. Nope. So it would be, I'd be interested to see how you're going to go. So good luck, Thule, with that. And thank you for sharing that with us. We appreciate that. We're going to go on with the show, and we've got some news in the world of Warcraft. Stone. You've got some stuff, or a stuff you want to talk about.
I'm not doing it until you play the bumper.
Oh, sorry. Bumper.
Okay, so Wednesday night at about 9:00-ish p.m. Eastern time, which worked out, I guess, for Lita, that was like 11 a.m., your time on Thursday.
Yeah, because I didn't know anything about it until
Lizard Squad decided to do a DOS on Blizzard's authentication server. So if you were on, you were okay, but if you logged off or if you got kicked off, good luck trying to get back on. And so basically when I found out that it was, fairly widespread and it was actually spreading to more than that, I sent out a tweet saying it's probably not a good plan to be playing your irons. And unfortunately, I got a Facebook message from a poor fellow that fell victim to this. So he got disconnected right in the middle of a fight. And when he logged back on, he was dead. And unfortunately, this is not a disconnection due to just a disconnection. This is disconnection due to intent, right? Like intent to bring Blizzard down. And so I guess they thought maybe, it would be okay if they died. But unfortunately, it's still the same way, right? Where if you're dead, you're dead. I mean, it sucks, but there's nothing we can do about it. Hopefully Blizzard will figure out ways to defeat being DDoS'd to oblivion one day soon. Mm-hmm. Somebody noticed that the DDoS happened on April 13th, which happened on April 13th, 2015, and happened on April 13th, 2014, and 2012. So it seems to be a thing. For some reason. So that's that. Unfortunately, so if you die, you die. Doesn't matter how it happens. You're dead, and it sucks, and I'm sorry. I mean, I can't do anything. I physically can't, so.
Yeah. Okay. So then, site news. What things have we got going on with the website?
So, site news, we adjusted the killing blows to be bumped up from 50% to 75%. The reason being was that I've always said if people wanted to try it with a friend, and as long as they're not trying to make a solid, like, good attempt at reaching max and they just want to try it out, go with a friend, have fun. But if you're trying to get to max, you know, don't. So what we decide, so then I noticed with a discussion with Mark Hunt that he pointed out that there were three people that were leveling together. It's quite obvious that they were. And two of them were flagged and one of them was not. One had like 6% kills, so he was flagged. The other one was like 37% kills and they were flagged. And the other one was over 50%, so they were okay. Which I don't think was... I don't think that's right. So I think that's abusing the rules, and I bumped it up so that all three of the characters will get flagged. Now, this is not a perma-flag. It's not one of those things, which is something I'm thinking about. Actually, let me add that. well, let's just talk about it now. Okay, anyway, so basically, so yeah, we changed the blows up to... 75%, so you need to be more accountable for killing stuff and not relying on other people. So, permaflags. Something I was thinking about is that when we have a character that dies, we basically no longer check them. Okay? So, well, that's not 100% true. We check to see if they're alive online, and then we check to see if they're dead on the server, and we do stuff to figure out whether or not we want to allow them back in. So currently, if you are flagged, you can get unflagged. So if you have a yellow flag because you have killing blows, let's say at 49%, using the old rules, you could go kill a whole bunch of stuff, and now you're at 51%, and now you'll be green flagged. So my thought was that we could potentially freeze characters as soon as they are red flagged. So the second that it finds the red flag, it's going to freeze your character. If you level up with it, that's up to you, but it won't update on the website. Yellow flagged, I think we would keep because we still allow them to hit maximum level. So for instance, like Grey Archer is a level 100 character and he leveled up right at the end with pet battles. And according to our rules, it's yellow flag. So in that case, if we were to yellow flag somebody and then they hit max, yes, you hit max. But it's not like a green flag, but it's also not a red flag either. So red flags. So what I'm thinking is, maybe we freeze red flagged characters so that anything else that happens to them, that's it. So that they could not go back and, let's say, for instance, they equip some gear that would red flag them and then remove it. Then they could be green flagged again. Because you can do that right now, which is not good. We have some other checks going on, but you can still get away with it a little bit. One accidental thing, and that's it. So the other problem with freezing the character... Well, the other problem. The main problem I see with freezing the character with a red flag is that when you go to list, and if you don't list it the right way, well, no, actually, no, that's not true. If, let's say, you're leveling your iron and then you decide to... for some reason your settings weren't done right and then you accidentally set the display only achievements back, mm-hmm. then if it picked that up, then you're going to be perma red flagged. But I guess in that case, I can unset it myself. Anyway, so it's not a thing. It's not a 100% thing I'm going to do. Like, I'm not 100% sure on that. I'll make a post on the forums and we can have some discussions about that. I think the old website, I think once you were red flagged, I think it actually froze you. I think. And I think it's only me that when I did my website, I think I was the one that started that, made it so that even if you got the red or yellow flag, it's still going to check on you. So speaking of the forums, there's a Warlords Flying discussion that is going on there right now. Excuse me. Whether or not it's allowed. I've made my opinion fairly clear. I'm if you don't have it on your tune on that character, then you shouldn't be able to use it. Other people kind of feel differently, but that discussion happened way back, and now we're having it again because of some other people that believe that some of the Warlords leveling happened a little bit too quickly. Not necessarily with the people that have done it right now, but some of the up-and-comers kind of look a little bit off. But there is absolutely no way that I can track that. And that's just how it is, and I wish it was different. If you have an opinion on whether or not flying is allowed, I'd say go to the forums and have your say. I have sent a tweet to Ian Hezacostas and the Warcraft devs account on Twitter twice asking if they would allow flying to be learned by spending gold, how it is back mm-hmm. in the day, right? I think I don't think they would allow it. I'm not 100% sure because there's issues on what happens if you want to buy it on your iron tune, but you already have it on your account wide. Are they going to let you spend 5,000 gold? Or will it say you already learned this? So then what do? Do you make the iron say, okay, well, now I'm going to give 5,000 gold away to a lucky person in trade chat? And then that's up. Then that's again an honor thing, which we're right back to where we are right now, where we say flying and warlords is an honor thing where you shouldn't. So if you have an opinion, please go there and have your say. Just keep it civil and we're all good.
All right. Okay. So forums discussion. Good. Yeah. Right. So let's talk about the state of the challenges. So what have we got? Who's up for this week?
Okay, so again, we're only doing the top 10s, and I'm going to have a visitor very soon. I heard him approaching. He's somewhere. Anyways, hopefully he won't knock over my can of Coke. So for Iron Man's, the Iron Man challengers, Feritali starts off at level 79, Swagnala, level 80. Hey, Bob. Mifty Rhesus is level 83. Margot Monk is level 85. And Margot Monk is the second character from Marg Hunt, who was our, I think, latest Iron Champion for being a hunter, I think. Iron Stir, who we had on last week, is level 91. And yes, Tanai and Tanai is level 92. She's got her, all of her characters named pretty much the same way, just slightly different. Russian fellow that I can't pronounce his name, and I'm not sure if it's actually a curse word when you translate it, so I'm not going to. He's level 97. And we have a new Iron Champion just today. Iron Revenge is the second monk to make it, hit level 100, and is the 16th Iron Champion for this expansion. Oh, and please do not do that. Hey, Bob.
This
hey,
Bob.
There's Bob. Say he hi, was Bob. Walking on my keyboard. Okay, you can be right here. Okay, and so, yeah, Iron Revenge. So he just wants to say hi to Iron Revenge. Good job. Right. Good job.
Good job.
Yeah, and I don't know if he's on the forums or not. I don't know him on Twitter or her on Twitter. If you are listening to this, please reach out to me. I would like to do an Iron Spotlight for all of the people that hit max. Yeah. So for Bloodthirsty, we only have three. I kind of feel like the Bloodthirsty people are like, oh, it is such a grind. And yeah, it is a grind. So starting off, we only do level 30 and higher. I guess I might bump that back down to 20. So Aya Blood is level 30. Thran is level 31. Heal Nova is level 41. So for pacifists, the ones that didn't make the list because they're just... Oh, he is licking my foot. Bob, I swear. Like, cats are just sometimes, man. Man. Okay, so like I said, I do the top 10, and Thule's tunes, three of them, are just beneath the cusp. But I wanted to mention them just because he's here. Yes. So,
yes.
Thule 5. Oh, you're. Oh, it's Thule 5. Wait, I thought it was with an I.
Yeah, there is. But since you're only allowed to have two letters in a row in the same letter, gotcha. I have to sort of make the names that
gotcha.
Way.
Gotcha. that's why it's getting it messed up.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. So Thule 5. Is 33. 6 is level 34. Oh, Bob, I swear. Number 4 is level 35. So you have three characters, 33, 34, and 35. Are you doing them differently, or are they regular?
They're regular.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so starting off at number 10, we got Varisana at level 36, Serenella at level 36, Flower Child at level 40, Bowie. Level 42. Wow, dude. Level 42. Sorry, 5 no harm at level 56. He is like, I don't know what I have on my foot, but it's fantastic, apparently. Thule number 3, I had him at level 59 because that's when the report came out. Are you saying that he's at 60?
Yeah, he's at level 60.
Wow, congrats, man. We've got Tenny, which is level 74, that is the same person that is all the three level 92s. We have Fullman at 78, Bloodless at 78, and unfortunately, and we're going to talk about this like right now, Syndris got red flagged at level 92 with one kill. Now, yeah, it sucks, and dude, It's hard to be serious when I've got this little furball here. like, of all the times. Because he was fine last week. He wasn't really bugging me or anything. He was just hanging out on the couch. So, we had a discussion about this that, you know, it might be impossible to make it to max. Where, because of how the killing flagging stuff happens... basically what happened with this tune is that they were in their Pandaland farm and they saw somebody off far away killing some mob, and they were far away and they weren't even close to it. And then they look over and they see sparklies popping up from the mob. And so they're like, wait, but I wasn't even in combat. So how is it that I have a kill? And they go and check, and yeah, they have a kill and they got loot and everything. So it's like, you know, and if you go look at the website right now, you'll see, dude, it's like he's making love to my foot. I swear. It's
EMI.
Yeah. Okay, so we see the top four characters is Tokiv at level 93, one kill. Yep. No harm, level 93, one kill. Cinderous now, level 92, one kill. And Tenerite, level 92, one kill. So it's like once you get to that point, it feels like it's almost impossible. And I'm really wondering if there is an issue. Oh, dude. Good Lord. He does have food, I swear. He's just likes my feet. So, we did have this discussion where, you know, should we allow
a
kill?
Where are they getting the flagged from? Is it the same?
We all thought it was in Warlords that once you get up in there, but it's not. It can be anywhere. It just happens to be where you are, and if Blizzard Code thinks that you should be flagged for loot, then you get the kill. And how do you know, right? Like because apparently this tune was far enough away that they're like, I'm fine. Apparently not far enough.
So is the possibility that you could also get flagged for like a critter kill or something in Stormwind and Orgrimmar as well then?
I don't know because those things don't have loot, right? Yeah. We think this is a looting thing where when Warlords came in, they decided, hey, wouldn't it be great if nobody fought for loot? Right? And yeah, sure, when you're playing a normal character, but now that you're not, you don't want to get the flag. Tuli, your character got flagged, and I think it was this reason, right? And I don't know what level it was, though.
No, I haven't gotten anything like this.
Okay.
I just made an honest mistake when I did it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've got four characters that made it so high.
Yeah.
And got flagged, basically killed something through no fault of their own. And it's almost like, well, this could be like a bug, right? But it's technically not a bug. It's code that Blizzard thought was great. So I don't know if it's possible or not.
Yeah.
And I don't want to make other people that want to try this to say, oh, well, then I'm not going to try it. But I think what I'm trying to say is, you know, you need to be even more exceptionally careful of what's around you, and even if you think you are far enough away, maybe just run anyways.
Run.
Just you know the minute you see another tune in there, don't even hearth, because the hearth is the hearth cast is like 10 seconds, and by that time the mob will be dead, right? So just run if you see anything. Run.
Mm. So. Mind you, Lyson, wow, in the Twitch channel says you need to aggro mobs for loot. So he's saying, I don't believe you get loot just for being in the area. But weren't you saying...
Yeah, so Indris was saying that they were not in combat. They were far away. They weren't doing anything. They were in the Pandaland farm area. And what did they do? And then all of a sudden they get flagged for loot. So Lysen did do tests on this. He's done a lot of tests on this. But I don't think we're 100% there. Because we don't have the code, right? So we don't know. If there's anybody at Blizzard that listens to this, like, for the love of God, please tell us. So, I feel for them because my tune is at level 9, okay? I'm just, because I it's so hard for me to grind that. But when you get up that high, if I were to get flagged for one kill, I would be gone for a month. I'd be like, okay, you're going to run the show? I'm out of here. See you later. I just, good Lord.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting. It's certainly a, contentious point.
Scrapbookie just actually made a comment saying that if Liver got that high, they would just record their play just in case. To be honest, it would be good to record the play so that we can see how you got flagged, but I want to be clear, not that Scrapbookie is saying that that we would do this, but we would never unflip a flag because of it. So it sucks. It's one of these things where if you die because of disconnects or a bug, we would treat it the same way. If you're flagged, you're flagged. If overall we come up and we say, okay, you're allowed one kill, that would be up to everyone. That's not just me. But so far we've done this discussion a couple times and we've just had one now. And I overall it would mean, well, it's not really a pacifist, right? Cause that's the whole point of it. So, but yeah, she's saying that because if that situation did happen, it would be nice for you to see evidence and be possible and to possibly warn people, which is perfect. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah, no, that's an interesting point. And, yeah. All righty. Well, we'll have to see how it goes. Good luck, Tuli. Hey, look, you know.
Sorry, dude.
Well, sounds like I should avoid Pandaland and Warlords, basically. Just stay in Cataclysm or something. I don't know.
Well, yeah. See, here's the thing is we don't know if it's by the expansion or if it's overall now.
Yeah, but it's only happened so far in Pandaland and Warlords. It hasn't happened before that, at least not what we heard of.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Well, this will be the thing, I suppose. Have you been documenting your journeys with the various tunes, Tuli?
I haven't been taking any videos, no. But then again, I've been doing the same thing over and over, so I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, if you do document stuff, let us know, because your process and what you're doing is certainly making me think maybe I might try a pacifist, and I have always said I'm not trying a pacifist. So if I do, I'm blaming you. But, it sounds really interesting. So we'll have to see.
My recommendation is just do it while you guaranteed have a rested bonus.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. We'll see. But anyway, we will go on to our weeks in WoW chat. So, Tuli, what have you been up to this week? Tell us about what have you been leveling, who's been making some progress. Let's tell us all about it.
Well, since I just mainly do my pacifists, I've been actually leveling them up, and I got my new level 60 pacifist from level, I don't know, 53, 54 last week, I think. So that's mainly what I'm doing. And then, of course, every other thing I've been doing with my other... I do every daily cooking and fishing on my other characters. That's how they've been leveling since basically level 10. With the exception of actually getting up my archaeology to 75, so I actually can do the Darkmoor Fair stuff as well, of course. And then I do my weekly things with my so-called hardcore pacifists, of course, doing the Emerald Dreamcatcher. That's basically what I've been doing.
All right. So
are you saying that at level 10, then I can do fishing daily in Orgrimmar or Stormwind?
Yep.
And the cooking daily and anything else?
Yeah, after level 10, you can do the cooking and fishing daily.
Oh, and that's it? Okay. Right, so that'll be good to know, because I'm at 9, and I haven't played them for a little bit, because I wasn't sure what I would do at 10.
Okay. Well, now you know. Tully's the man to talk to about it, so so that's good. All right. Well, good luck for this week. That's awesome. Stone, what have you been doing? So here he goes. Nothing. Okay. I'm done.
Yeah. Honestly, on Tuesday we did the reset. And I noticed, not just on Tuesday, sorry, on Monday, I think, no, when was it? Anyways, this past week, Sunday, I noticed, don't start biting, dude. I'm going to start biting the cord. Then that'll be good. So I had to reset my UI because Blizzard said so, and because things were acting wonky, and I said, no, it can't be that. So I removed everything, and sure enough, everything works fine. So basically what I did is that I redid my UI, and it takes about three nights of me trying to tweak it and make it look just right. And then setting up traits, Guildmaster three times, because not through any fault of their own, because I deleted them. Deleted the account folders, and even when I tried to hit restore, it would restore something else, and I'm like, so just having a rough go of it, and Weakors and Garrison Commander, just trying to set all that stuff back up to where I'm just gonna roll through all my tunes and make my gold and pay for my account, and also trying to figure out how to apply all my UI changes to each character pretty much instantly, right? Like with one click of a button, or maybe two or three. And I wish there was an add-on that could do that. That would be fantastic. There was a migration of our host. So I got an email. When did it happen? Like yesterday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. And I got an email saying, congratulations, your server has been successfully migrated. We apologize if we... I don't want to pull that up. But they basically said they were sorry if there was no notice. And if there's any problems, let us know and we can help you fix them. I'm like, dude, whoever pulled the plug on, whoever pulled the gun, pulled the trigger on this thing, it didn't affect the Warcraft stuff as much, which is great. So all of the iron stuff was all good. I think there was one part where it looked like we were all good, and then all of a sudden everything went to no good. So then I put up the blank white page saying, yes, I know, and just waiting for them to fix it, and it fix itself pretty quickly, so that's good. However, I do have some other stuff that run on the same thing, and I have jobs that run every minute, and when they fail, when you have about I'd say about 50 jobs that run every minute, when they all fail over and over and over and over and over again for about an hour, you get a lot of emails. So my inbox was destroyed. And if anybody was trying to reach out to me through email, and I didn't respond, and Bob's freaking out, and I did not respond, please shoot me another email. I'm not trying to ignore you. It's just I may have deleted it. It may not have come through. So, and lots of driving today. Oh, okay. Some good news. Okay, good news.
Oh, good news. Yes.
Good news is good. Okay.
Excellent.
Okay. All right, okay, are you ready?
Yeah. No, not ready. Hang on. Yep, okay, ready.
So so we talked about it a little bit, and so we, some people were asking, how do I get a shirt? How do I get a hat? Okay, well, so I finally found a source for shirts, and I did post a picture up on Twitter. We finally got the shirts. That's where I drove to get the shirts. We have a finite amount of them. We will put them up as, I think, Patreon rewards. I was hoping to get it done today, but I was just too tired to do it before the show. So I apologize for that, but I would assume it's going to be up sometime this week. They come in a couple different colors and sizes. Irons get free shirts, right? No. Like I said before, it was something I wanted to do. And I did say I would like to do it if it was financially feasible for me to do so. It definitely is not, because, that's the whole reason why we would be doing the Patreon pledge. So, it's not just that. It's not the postage. It's, you know,
it's like, a factor. You know.
So I want to,
but that's exciting.
But sure, well, cool. If we were to get a certain level of pledges in, I guess that would be something that I would do.
Mm.
You know, that's definitely. You know, if we could make a certain amount per month, then sure, because you know, as long as I can, like right now, I can pay for our costs and stuff. But the one lone ad on the website definitely does not pay for it. But if we were to get up to that point where I didn't need to pay for it, great. Then everything else I can just do for, you know, buying stuff like free shirts and stuff. You know?
Well, that's good. So shirts. Awesome.
I'm really hoping that this week I'm going to get to be able to play. Oh! Overwatch. Sorry. I know it's not World of Warcraft or Iron Man, but I've been wanting to get into the beta for so long, and somebody, I'm looking at you, Lita. Got into it, even though I had a pre-order from BlizzCon. When BlizzCon announced it, I was like, boom, done. Okay, done. Yeah, I'm in. And no beta. I'm like, ugh. But somebody, yeah, I'm pointing at you, got it. And I was like, oh, man.
Someone got in the alpha. What? Who was that? What?
Not, I don't know.
No, that's good. And there's lots of people who have gotten into Overwatch. And I finally got
it. Yeah. Oh, my God. I love it so much.
It's going crazy.
I'm having a lot of fun. Yes, it is like a first-person shooter like a lot of other ones. But for me, I've not played one since, like, Quake 3, man. Like, years and years ago. So for me, being able to play Blizzard games with my Iron friends, with all of my convert to raid friends, it's just, you know, being able to still connect with them, I think that in itself is going to keep me in as well. And Scrapbooky, Iron Azzy is in. I'll have to look for you, buddy. And Scrapbooky is in, and she can't play for some reason. Like, I think she was saying her computer meets the specs, but there's something going on with it. Was my week. So it was very tired, but there's some good points. So always look for the good. Always, you know. And look for good. Next week will be a lot better. Next week, my oldest son will turn 8, and I feel so old. Blowing my mind. I'm like, what, 8 years old already? What's going on?
Wow. That's amazing.
Azzy, awesome. I'll let you play for a shirt. I'm in it. I'm in it right now. So after this, I should be doing the show, what do you want to call it? Like, I upload the video and make the MP3 and all that stuff, right? No. I'm not going to be doing that. I'm sorry. The show will be coming out on Sunday. Because the open beta, not the open beta, but the beta, the stress test that's happening right now, ends at midnight Eastern, from what I know. So 4 hours from now. So I got to get in my plane now. I'm sorry.
Tully, do you know if you got in? Did you get over?
No, I haven't gotten in.
Is it something that you're keen to at least give a go?
I'm not much of an FPS player, so I don't really care as much.
Yeah. It's okay, man.
It's kind of, I'm not either. I'm so not a first person shooter, but it is, I will admit, it is a bit of fun. I will definitely be getting Overwatch.
Soldier
just
76. Okay.
Oh, well, I'm actually more sort of planning for my trip on Wednesday. I'm actually going to Boston.
Oh, are you going? You're going to PAX East, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Oh man, Scrapbooky may have discovered her issue. Yes, so I can play. All right. So I'm going to segue a little bit here because I first met Thule at BlizzCon. Even though I had met him online beforehand, but I didn't put the two together because his character name was Patuli, and that's how I would say his name is Patuli is reach, you know, 55 or something, right? And so when he came up to me, and when we were all there in that one picture, that was when I had first met him. There's a picture out there of Thule, myself, Jules, and Nate was the great bridge for me. So Thule was there, and that was when I first met him. He's like, "Yeah, I'm Thule." I'm like, "Cool, you know, nice to meet you. Nice to, you know, to meet you. I don't know who you. I don't know anybody, right?" So he's like, "No, I'm, you know." And then, you know, I think you said, "I'm Thule." I'm like, "Oh, dude, right?" So, but you're gonna be going to the Well Play party as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think we're going to be go to Belle's house, right? We're both going there?
Yes, I'm coming in on Wednesday, and you're coming in on Thursday, I believe. Thursday,
yep. And are you doing BlizzCon as well, even if you can't get a ticket? You
definitely have already booked the flight tickets and hotel, yes.
Attaboy. Okay, sorry. I just wanted to say that, okay, because you live in Sweden,
yeah.
Okay? Yet he spends a lot of time in North America. So it's cool to be able to converse with you over the net and stuff like that, right? But it's also cool that you're out here too, so that, yep, you know, you can do the face-to-face, because that's, you know, that's a little bit different too, because you can type and you may not get the same thing as you would face-to-face, right? So if you can get a chance to go to PAX East, I guess, too, and the Well Play Party and BlizzCon, come to this guy. This guy knows his beer too. So
nice. I've already actually booked a little tour of four different breweries in Boston.
Oh wow! Nice. Okay, so I have stolen enough of your time, Lita. What have you been up to this week? I don't know
what I've been doing. Oh, nothing. Not much. I'll just tell you quickly about my challenge tunes. I've been focusing on two challenge tunes this week. I've been really good. I've been like trying to be streamlining and do two Night Elf Hunters at various levels and not looking at any other challenge tune. So I started a Night Elf Hunter. After Stir was on last week, I went over and joined Wormrest Court and made myself a new little Night Elf Hunter. So, yay. So she's level 13 at the moment.
Okay.
So, yeah, but I got her. You know, I've been running around trying to think, where am I going to get a turtle? And then I go to Loch Moden and there's a bear. And I went, I remember Azzy telling me, you get a bear or you get a turtle. So then I got a bear. So I was really happy with that. And I called it Goldilocks because it's cute. Goldilocks just seems appropriate. So, yeah. So she's doing well. She's over in I've left her in Loch Moden. I was going to do Darkshore, but I was kind of like, no, you know what? I think I'll do better over in Loch Moden and run the quest through over there. So I'm going to leave her there. And she's just getting a bit of rested XP. Because I played her pretty much straight through to 13, which was good. And then my highest iron that I've got My Night Elf Hunter, again, she was 24, and I took her up to level 30 this week, which is pretty cool. I did do Duskwood, and I headed into Northern Stranglethorn, which was good, and I found, I was like, eh, Yellow Quest, it's a little bit too close. So I went back down to Wetlands, or up to Wetlands, and I was running through, because I thought, well, I'll go and get another bear over in Lochmoden for her as well, because she's been running around with a cat. And I ran past Mangleclaw, the little quest at before you get into Lochmoden. And I was like, I'll tame Mangleclaw. So I've got a white bear, which was really exciting. Mm.
You can tame Mangleclaw, like from the quest?
Yeah, from the quest. So I did I picked up the quest, and then I went, tame bear. And then I waited like 30 seconds and Mangleclaw respawned, and then I killed the bear. And with my Mangleclaw, which I decided to call, I can't remember, Fluffy or something. I can't remember what I called it. But yeah, so I then took off over to Wetlands and ran all the way through there and found XP. I just wasn't really happy with the XP. So I was going to go up to Arathi. And I was like, I think I'll go back down to Northern Stranglethorn and do all the kill, you know, the Nessing, the Hemming Nessing Wherry stuff. And because it's all kind of grindy. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Like kill 10 of them, kill 12 of those. And it's not too bad. And I run around there. I ding 30. And I was like, sweet, this is awesome. And I was having a lot of fun. And I was pushing her through. Waiting for rested. I was quite happy with her. And then I decided I would go to the Cape of Stranglethorn, and I ran straight into Swarming Goblins, and I died 3 bars off level 31. So, yeah. So I killed. Yeah, she's dead. Last night. Dead.
Well, at least it wasn't 61.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. I did? I went, okay, I'm not deleting her because she's got auction. So I just stripped everything down and she's sitting there waiting. And I went, right, next one. So I've made my next Night Elf Hunter and she's at level 7. I played her straight through.
As a scout.
Yeah. So I was like, nope, just keep doing it. I was doing a Nazi. That's what I was thinking. I was like, nope, make the next one. Let's go. And I was just like, chan, 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 ding, 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 ding. And I got to level 7 last night and I went, okay, now I'm tired. I need to stop. So yeah, so that was kind of cool. It hurt, I will admit. I was feeling quite comfortable on her, as in managing, you know, trying to find my path. Julie, like you said, you get it in your head. So I was trying to find what I was happy with so then I can take my next hunter the same way, the lower one. So I was trying to forge the path for her. So it was just kind of, I laughed. I think I laughed. I was in vent with a couple and I was like, no. And I was like, stupid goblins. So yeah. But anyway.
Well, at least it didn't hurt.
Another one bites the dust. Yeah, these things happen. So you just, you know, you just learn from it and go, okay, we just don't go that way and find those goblins and make sure that doesn't happen again. And I did do some mount runs this week, which I've had no luck at, but I did get a depleted Kyparium rocket made, and that became mount number 279. So I was I was pretty happy with that. And I'm going to work on the Geo Spinner World, whatever it is. That's the next one I'm going to work on, getting that one made. So yeah, it's been, I've done a lot of other things, but I'm not going to go into them. It's just been a really busy week and a full week. Oh, well, otherwise we'll be here for the next hour. So we don't need that.
like an hour, you say, and you have other stuff you want to talk about?
Yeah, that's wouldn't right. That so
be,
we will go.
Wouldn't that two, be two, cool?
It would be cool. We will talk about
If there
about
was another,
later.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. So
they don't want to die.
Shush you. Let's go on to chit chat. So this is where people can ask us anything, questions about the challenges, share their tips or tricks, or warn everyone about potential disastrous areas and quests and things like that. So, Thule, can you read the first one for me, please?
Okay, Centrix from the forums. I've been looking around the forums now. Might not have looked good enough, but it seems to be no question asked about what one can do with your character at level 100. I'm planning to complete the Iron Man challenge, and I have already started on a character, but my question is if I can use him at level 100. Will gearing my character up and making him ready for mythics ruin my standings here? AKA, can I gear him up at level 100? Will gearing him up at 100 get him red flagged? And of course it will get him red flagged.
Yes, it will. If we put the other thing that we were thinking about, how we were talking about freezing the character if they were red flagged, we could potentially freeze a character if they're at level 100 or let's say max, and then when we get the new expansion we can unfreeze them. And in those cases, they would immediately become red flagged and you'd have to try again. So basically the when you get up to max and you've completed it, that is your trophy. Okay. You do not get a trophy from Blizzard. You don't get a special thing in WoW. This is it. So, you know, if you were able to make it that high, don't use him. Because then at least when the new expansion comes out, then you can try to level him up again from 100 to 110. I will add a comment in the forum post that I'll post tomorrow, because tonight's going to be Overwatch, that... You know, along with freezing a red flagged character, should we also freeze max level characters? Now, I already kind of take a snapshot, but it's not a full one. So I keep all iron champions in a separate group, and it shows me when they hit level 10 and when they hit level 100. So but it doesn't show everything, right? So that's something that we'll talk about, but for Centrix for sure, that will get you red flagged, and I would never try to get my guy red flagged even if I were to make it. There's no way. I mean again, this is your trophy. To me, that would be like, hey, I made it, and I got this trophy, and throw the trophy out. Even though it was really hard to get. I just wouldn't. Hmm. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Well, the second one we got was from Daniel from Facebook, and he was asking, hey, guys, I was wondering about the Iron Man challenge. If I get killed by another player, does that still count as failing the challenge? Yeah. You die. You die from anything. So I think I know Rogue Slayer was doing was it Iron or Bloodthirsty on a PvP server, and I think she made 34 before she got ganked by a level 100.
I shouldn't laugh, but
Wingy's trying to rogue on some PvP server. I think he's about I think he made 20. I think they're both mad myself. And who was it? Was it Lice?
We had one of our guests, our former guest was Hots for Shots, as we like to call him, Hot Shots. Hot shots. So, yeah, he was rolling on a PvP realm because he wanted to be the first, and that didn't happen either. So, and I'm going to put it out there. I've had this question too. If I level a character up to 60 on a PvE realm, can I transfer them to a PvP realm and then continue to level them up and then get credit for being on a PvP realm? Nope. Because you level up halfway, more than halfway on a non-PvP realm. And you know what? To be perfectly honest, I would not... for people that want me to highlight that you're leveling up on a PvP realm, let me know. I wouldn't be going out of my way to say, hey, we got a new Iron Champion, and, oh, by the way, I notice that they've been on a PvP realm. I would prefer you to tell me, so because then I know you. I know you enough, and I can track you from level 10 and up. I could be able to track you on a separate list that no one else would be able to view. Right? So,
because otherwise it'd flag it up. Anyone could see your leveling and then come and grief you just because they're being a twit head. And I don't think that's very fair. But at the same stage, you go play on a PvP realm, then you take your chances.
And that definitely counts as a kill, because a kill's a kill. You die, you die. That's it. So,
exactly. Okay. All right. Well, we'll have to see. Tuli, you were saying you were thinking of doing a Bloodthirsty on a PvP? You still keen to give that a go?
Yeah, I've found the perfect realm to do it on, so I think it can be done as long as there's not a lot of opposite of fraction on it. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of a thing you have to look for.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. All right. Well, keep us. Don't give us the big stuff, but let us know how you go, because we're really rooting for you. Good luck with that. So that's awesome. Okay, chat room. What's the chat room got for us? And
Margathon. Marg Hunt has some comments about the boars and stuff.
So Marg Hunt was saying that the boar is the best versatility buff. Really? Okay.
Isn't that for healing?
Stranglethorn, right? Get a gorilla for the Blessing of Kong's buff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I will look into that if I get back to Stranglethorn and don't kill myself. Absolutely. So keep the boar. Orcs come with a boar. I liked my boar. I thought the boar was quite good on when I killed her. But anyway, what else have we got? Stone, in the chat room, anything?
Cobra. Okay, so Marg is also saying Cobra K, I guess, is level 64 on Twilight, I guess, Highlands, which is a PvP realm, as a warlock. I honestly don't know who that is, I don't know a lot of people. He's a YouTuber. I didn't know who Asmund Gold was until somebody said, go and watch him, and I watched him. I was like, oh my god, this guy's, he's funny, right? Because he basically doesn't stream the whole thing, he like chops it up, right? Does like a half an hour of him leveling and half an hour of him reading messages that are sent to him. It's good stuff, right? So I'll have to check out Cobra K, and if he gets up, like, I see, here's the thing, I would like to get people like that on because it's something different, but I also don't want to highlight that because he's on a PvP realm. Like, I don't want to even though say what realm he's in, but that chat appears in the YouTube thing. So anyways, sorry, buddy, if I jinxed you. Sorry. So Marg is saying that 4% damage and healing counts for pet healing. Oh. Is that the Kong buff? I guess. Probably.
I we'll have to wait. Okay. So he says that. When I was talking about the mount, Ion, as he was saying, got the engineering mount from a Blink Chong. How cool
Which
is that?
Which one is that? Which one is that?
Because
I've got the Geosynchronous and I've got the Kyperium Rocket. Is there a new one? Do I have it already?
Do they both have a chance of coming out of the... And it's not the new Bling Chong, isn't it? It's the other Bling Chong? It's the 4,000? I thought it was the 4,000. Bling Chong 4,000.
See, I'm going to have to check, but I'm afraid to open up my spreadsheet. I don't want to screw up the stream.
You and your spreadsheet. Seriously, people. You have not seen anything till you've seen Stone's spreadsheet.
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy. For the ball. No, for the ball. Okay.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Mark, I will 4% damage and healing. I might go and try both and see how that goes.
Oh, look at that buff. The Gorilla is Blessing of Cause, which is 5% to all stats. Oh my goodness. Hello. Also, as he got the Geosynchronous one. Okay, cool. Oh, you didn't have to build it. That's good.
Yeah. Man. Ooh, I might have to look at that and build myself a Bling Chong instead and just loot it myself. Cool. Okay. Well, thank you. Thanks, chat room. That was awesome. All right. Well, I think we're done. So how about we wrap up the show? Stone, what do we got?
Okay. So we're wrapping up the show. our next show, is it? Yeah, it is Saturday, April the 23rd, because we are going once a week until something happens. I don't know. Our next show is Saturday, April 23rd at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, which is Sunday, April the 24th, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, which is 1 a.m. Central European Time. So for Thule right now, it's like 2:30 in the morning. Sorry, man. You're thank you so much. Aprilian will be joining us from Control Alt WoW. It's going to be a good one. So Thule, thanks, man.
Thank you, Julie.
It's been fun being here.
It's been so good just to hear what you're doing, especially with the pacifist, because it's something I've not tried. So, you know, you've given some really good advice and a lot of great information about that. But can you do me a favor and just let everyone know where they can find you, not on the PvP realm, and get in contact with you, please?
I mainly use Twitter in that case, at TuliBardinWoW, one word. Yep. So that's where they can reach me.
Cool. And we'll have a link for that up on the website when we put the show notes up, if anyone's interested. Now, for us, anybody who wants to check out the website, they can go and see it at wowchallenges.com. You can contact the show by email, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/wowchallenges. And don't forget to check out the show on youtube.com/wowchallenges1, the number one. Remember to come catch us live every week at twitch.tv/wowchallenges.
Hi. You can find me on Twitter at WowChallenges.
Awesome.
And possibly the Richter scale. We might be starting that back up. We're not 100% sure. Just trying to work some stuff out, I think. Maybe something else.
Let's just put a, you know, to be announced. It's coming. It's coming. All right. So you stay tuned. There may be something else coming up. But for anyone who wants to find me, you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Leta. Well, wow. That's LETTAWOW. And if you want to listen to me, I have a show called Behind the Avatar and am on Geektopia podcast as well. So that's it. We have to say thank you to Mark Conan for the awesome intro, because we love it. And you can contact Mark Conan at Mark Conan WoW on Twitter. And you can find him as a co-host of Torrin Think Tank. But other than that, I think we're done.
Are we?
We're done. Okay. Yeah, we're done.
Are you sure you got all the podcasts? Are you on Behind the Avatar and Geektopia, this one?
Yes.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah, but there was no Behind the Avatar this week.
No.
No, I've taken a week off because I'm doing two shows today. So I need a little break.
Are you sure not a third one, too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so, yeah, thanks for watching and listening, and this will be up on Sunday. Tuli, thanks again for coming. I know it's late, and I won't keep you much longer. So thank you guys for coming, and we'll see you all next time.
Bye!
Bye.
The WoW Challengers podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2016 WoWChallengers.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is involved.